There is something in red from Lori Morgan here on Iron Country, and Lori will be at the Crystal Grand Music Theater with Pam Tillis coming up this Friday night. But right now, we are honored to welcome Lori Morgan to the Big Red in the Morning Show. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing really well. It is an honor to talk to you, Lori, and you're going to be coming up to the Crystal Grand with Pam Tillis this Friday night, and this touring combination. Now, you guys started this back in 2013. I got to know, what makes this pairing work so well for the two of you?
Well, we're both crazy. No, you know, I think it's a newfound relationship. We've been in the same business for a long, 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 long time, mm-hmm. and we never got to know each other until we put this show together, and it was Pam's idea. She came up to me at the Opry and said, you know, let's go out, just me and you, and strip it all down to just acoustic and, you know, make some money. And I was like, whoa, make some money in country music? What are you talking about? So anyway, long story short, we just kind of became best buddies in this industry. And I lean on her, she leans on me, and we have very much matching senses of humor. We both get each other, and it's fun. We have fun. And that's the main thing, we have fun.
That is what it's all about. Now, I would imagine this show is a great night of hits from both of you, but I wanted to say I've really been enjoying your latest release, Dead Girl Walking. And I was wondering, are you performing any of the songs off that release? Because I love that song, Mirror, Mirror.
Oh, thank you. I wrote that song. We are playing in my show, we're doing many songs from the album. But because we're limited to what we can do in, you know, getting Pam's hits in and my hits in, we both do like a new song that we both worked up. So I do one of the new songs from Dead Girl Walking. But, you know, people seem to come to want to, you know, they want to come hear our hits. And so it's been, you know, hard trying to figure out which hits we put in, which ones we take out so we can do a new song. And so anyway, we try and do things that we, you know, we enjoy ourselves. And I do want to promote Dead Girl Walking. You know, it's my first album in a while. And I do at least one of the songs from Dead Girl Walking on the show with Pam.
Outstanding. Now, I was just turned on to a new release of a duet with you and Tracy Lawrence this past week of the Conway and Loretta classic, After the Fire Is Gone. How did that all come about?
Oh, my gosh. That was so much fun. I recorded 17 songs in 2 days with no overdubs.
Wow.
And everybody was live. We had a live symphony. We had background vocals, the best Nashville musicians who all agreed no overdubs. We're going to do it old school style. And Wally Wilson produced it. We got through 17 songs, like I said, in 2 days. And I had two guests, I think, on the album, Raul and Tracy Lawrence. And Tracy came in on fire, as always. So what you hear on the record is exactly how it went down in the studio. We didn't do any overdubs or anything. And Tracy and I are good friends. So we've sang together a long time. And you know, when you sing, you know somebody, you can tell when they're going to take a breath or, you know, what they're going to do vocally. And that's how it is with Tracy and Pam, for that matter. So I wanted to invite Tracy to be on the album because he's stone cold country to me. And that's what the album is, very, very much country. It's very much songs that inspired me as a little girl. And Tracy just got the phone call to please come do it.
That's outstanding. Now, Lori, I had once read an article that when you recorded an album, you like to get that live feel, that you did it right there in the studio with the band. Is that how you recorded most of your stuff through, you know, the 80s and 90s?
It sure is. Those were, most of them, live vocals. Actually, Something in Red was cut one time. We came back from lunch and ran the song, and those were my live vocals on Something in Red. We punched one word, and it was green, because not because it was a bad note or anything, but because I said it too softly, and they couldn't get it up loud enough. And so I had to go punch in the word green, and that was it.
Wow, that is incredible.
And it was, you know, I was so lucky to find Richard Landis, God rest his soul, who got my vocals live. I mean, he always tell the engineer, do not erase anything on her vocally. Do not erase anything. And so it made me feel good to have somebody have that much confidence in my live vocals. But that's how I like to do it. I like to have the feeling of the band and the, you know, their reactions. And so that's how I like to do it.
Outstanding. Now, Lori, I always ask the artists that we have on the show about the feeling they first got when they stood in the circle at the Grand Ole Opry. And now, for someone who grew up around the Opry, does it still hold that special place for you when you perform there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It still holds that special spot for me. Even more so, I think, since so many of my idols and my friends stood in that circle and they're gone now, you know, and, the circle means it's more sacred, I think, to me than it was in my early life, in my early career. It meant a lot then, but it means even more now.
Mm. All right. Now, last time I saw you up here in Wisconsin, you were with your son, Jesse. Do the two of you still go out on the road together?
We do sometimes. He does his, I'm sorry. I have a bad back and I got up and walked. He has his own thing going, his own career, his own dates, and every now and then I'm blessed to have him call me and say, "Hey, I'm not doing anything this weekend. Can I come out on a bus with you?"
That's outstanding.
And I'm like, "Yes." So it's always fun when he comes out with me.
I bet it is. Now, Lori, we're a quarter of the way through 2025 already, and I wanted to know what's in store for the rest of the year for you. Are we looking at a lot of dates? A new album? What's going on with Lori Morgan?
I'm hoping to do about 80 to 100 dates this year, and I'm preoccupied for just a second. My dog's trying to bark and get in the porch, and we are doing a lot of shows with Pam and a lot of full band shows, which I absolutely love and adore my band. And so we've been off with the full band for about a month. So I've been working with Pam on those dates. And so now next weekend, after I part ways with Pam, I'm back with my full band. And we're going up to Canada and Montana. I don't know. We're going to have a good run, I think, this year with our dates.
That's outstanding. Now, Lori, where is the best place for our listeners to keep up with what's going on with you as far as music and tour dates?
Well, it's lori.com. My music, my tour dates is all there. Of course, I have my Lori Morgan Facebook, and that's if you want to know the real Lori Morgan. There's some crazy, and I'm on Snapchat, and I post a few things on TikTok and all that stuff. But those are crazy things. Now, if you want to know the serious side and what's going on with my career, you go to lori.com.
All right. Well, Lori, it is always customary that we let the guest pick the song out of the interview and to tell us a little bit why that song's special to them. What song out of your catalog would you like us to play today?
Well, can you play anything off of Dead Girl Walkin'?
We certainly can.
How about let's play something from Dead Girl Walkin'? Let's play What Will I Do, Mickey Newberry song.
All right, we will do that. Lori Morgan, it has been such an honor and a pleasure to talk to you this morning. For everyone, get your tickets to see her along with Pam Tillis at the Crystal Grand Music Theater this Friday night. And Lori, you're always welcome here on Iron Country.
Oh, thank you so much. And I appreciate y'all still playing our music.